Namo myoho renge kyo. Hello, my friends. Thank you for being here. I hope this finds you in good health and secure. This is a short one today. Another in a series, I guess, but this chapter is very short, 22. But it's important, and I apologize if my energy is a little low today. I'm not feeling well, so let's get right into it, okay? Chapter 22, Entrustment. Very important. Thereupon, having risen from the Dharma seat and manifested his great transcendent powers, Shakyamuni Buddha caressed the heads of the innumerable Bodhisattva Mahasattvas with his right hand and addressed them, saying as follows. Let me make sure everything's running here. For immeasurable hundreds of thousands of myriads of kotas of incalculable kalpas, I practice the Dharma of highest complete enlightenment, which is hard to attain. Oh, yeah. I now entrust it to you. You should wholeheartedly spread this teaching and so extensively benefit others. And I ended the previous video with this, and I'll restate it here because Shakyamuni just stated it. If you look at the world today, don't look too long because it can be very depressing. We're headed headlong into World War III. It's really disgusting that after so many thousands of years of human development, we still have such, not just greed and anger, but just stupid. I don't know. I don't understand. So I try not to think about that so much. And I try to convert my thinking and chant about my thinking, my Buddha nature coming through and focusing on influence, even if it's just a little. Even if my neighbors are authoritarian, crazy, blinded followers of just wrong thinking, I still treat them with kindness. I find a way to say little things. When they ask for my opinion on something, I might come out with what sounds like a platitude, but they'll remember that I said it. I just wish, no matter what anyone believes, that somehow we find a way to respect one another. Sometimes that's as much as you can say without starting a fight. It's horrible that we have to be reduced to that little of an influence. But unless someone is ready to hear more, all you'll do is alienate yourself. But believe me, folks, it's those little efforts that make a difference. Will they lead one day to bringing somebody into Buddhism and to go after their enlightened Buddha nature? Who's to say? That comment could, the very next week, bring someone over. Look, I love what you said the other day. I just don't know how to do it. Tell me more about what you're doing in here. What's this Buddhist thing all about? Wow, what an opportunity, right? But those are few and far between, especially given the condition of the world today. So, as Shakyamuni says, wholeheartedly spread this teaching and so extensively benefit others in any way that you can. Be a light, a guiding principle. And you know what? That means a lot of self-control, a lot. And this is why we need to chant every day, to keep our Buddha nature strong, buoyant, yeah? Let's continue. Having caressed the heads of the Bodhisattvas, Mahasattvas, three times in this way, he further addressed them, saying, for immeasurable hundreds of thousands of myriads of kotas of incalculable kalpas, I practice this Dharma of highest complete enlightenment, which is hard to attain. I now entrust it to you. You should preserve and recite it. You should spread this teaching extensively. You should let all sentient beings hear and know it. Why is this? Because With his great compassion, unstinting and unafraid, the Tathagata gives the wisdom of the Buddha, the wisdom of the Tathagata, the knowledge of self-arising one to the sentient beings. Right? Each and every one of us has this potential, and the Tathagata, that nature of enlightenment, is available to all. Simply needs to be awakened. The Tathagata is nothing but the great donor to all the sentient beings. It's another way of saying the same thing. It's there. It's ready. Awaken it. Teach people how to awaken, right? And people sleep all day. You go and you shake them. You wake them up, right? You should accordingly practice the teaching of the Tathagata. Well, there it is again. You can't teach others unless you create strength of awakening in yourself. It always begins with us, right? It's our number one task. Never allow the thought of avarice to awaken in you. Avarice, greed, right? That's not the right motivation. Liberate. If there are sons and daughters of a virtuous family who believe in the wisdom of the Tathagata in the future, you should expound this Lotus Sutra and let them hear and know it so that they may attain the wisdom of the Buddha. If there are sentient beings who do not accept it, you should reveal, teach, benefit, and gladden them with the other profound teachings of the Tathagata. Lead them. Simplest thing to do is teach them how to chant, right? If you do this, you will repay your indebtedness to the Buddha. Having heard the Buddha teach this, all the Bodhisattva Mahasattvas were filled with joy, inclined their bodies, bowed their heads with increased respect, and with their palms pressed together, faced the Buddhas and uttered these words. And this is us speaking. We will certainly do as the Buddha directs us. O Buddha, we entreat you to feel no anxiety. We will do this. That's our vows. All the Bodhisattva Mahasattvas uttered these words three times. In this way saying, quote, we will do as the Buddha directs us. Buddha, we entreat you to feel no anxiety. At that time, in order to cause all the Buddhas who were his emanations and who had come from the 10 directions to return to their own lands, Shakyamuni Buddha said this, all the Buddhas should be at ease. The Buddha Prabhutatrana will be restored as before. The treasure tower will now go back into the nature of the engine of life. Yes, the treasure tower within all of us, our Buddha nature. When he said this, all the innumerable Buddhas and their emanations from the 10 directions sitting on the lion seats under the jewel trees, the Buddha Taho, the great assembly of the limitless and incalculable Bodhisattvas, beginning with Visistakaritra, the fourfold assemblies of the Shravakas, beginning with Shariputra and the Devas, humans and Asuras in all the worlds, having heard what the Buddha had taught, rejoiced greatly. That's it. That's the entrustment. That's our vows. Next up, ancient accounts of Bodhisattva Bhaisajyaraja. I believe that's a medicine king. I'll make sure of that before we get into it. Ooh, that's a long word. Anyway, very important to realize the vow that we represent in our expression in this time. This is what we're here for. To bring liberation to this time and space. Not an accident, given that this is the time and space where the most strife, greed, anger, manipulation, violence, programming authoritarianship, totalitarianship, whatever governmental label you want to give it, we're constantly being pushed around, told what to be, what to do, to the point where we no longer know ourselves. We're just trying to, what's the word again? We're all cults of personalities, but the personalities are invented by marketing campaigns and politics. What the heck? Does anyone know who they really are? Do you ever feel completely whole? I had a member once who used to say, I always feel like I have this big hole in me. And it wasn't until he practiced for many years, he said, you know what, Sifu, I think all this chanting and practicing, and he was in and out, said, I think I'm filling up that hole. And I thought, it was a great analogy for him. I don't know if it works for any of you, but I do. The longer I practice, the more I feel like a complete self instead of a post-it note of self. Right? Please keep your practice strong. That's number one, of course. So please, a kindness, take care of your health, take care of your friends, take care of your family. Try to hang on to that idea of liberation. When you hear other people and their anxieties, don't get sucked in. Instead, be compassionate, an observer, and recognize they're expressing their pain, their suffering. Don't think of it as opinion or anything about you, right? Don't take offense. Rather, listen to the pain and try to respond to that, not to ameliorate that specific pain, but to lead them toward Namo Myoho Ren Ge Kyo, Buddha Ness. It's in them, right? Everybody. Remind yourself. All right. Like I said, this is going to be a short one. What is it? Heck, it's not even 15 minutes. But it's an important one, right? So I will go take care of myself. Practice what I say, yes? And I will see you in the next one. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your support, as always. Namo Myoho Ren Ge Kyo. Bye for now.